Yeah, they are sweet radios. I don't care. We picked up a nice dialogue yesterday with Ben, K8, I forget the rest of it, MNN or something. He works up at a radio shop up north, and we were trying to get the R7 for John, KEWUO, trying to get his radio perfected. He picked us a lot of pointers, and he's really happy with that R7. I've got his R7 right now, and it ended up being just a bunch of settings. His had Asian software in it, Dakota, and full front panel programming. I mean, frequency, everything, color codes, DPL, PL, everything. You could go to any frequency you wanted, and that's a nice radio. But he didn't even know it had Asian software. He couldn't get it to take anything. And, well, he's downloading the stuff, you know, off the website legally, you know, the stuff that Motorola says. Well, it's compatible, be mismatches. And I was trying to tell him, I says, your audio problem isn't the firmware. I don't believe it's the firmware. His audio problem ended up being there's a tick box on your radio called intelligent audio. And if you take the radio into a loud environment, the radio gets louder. And it was really annoying for him. And sure as heck, I came back home. It killed me to look at it, and that was ticked on. But Ben was saying that on that radio, if you turn on the two gain controls and turn that off, he says he in his mind, that is by far the best DMR radio out there for a handheld. Go ahead, Sean.